You may or may not heard of this particular clothing line, but you're going to hear about it this morning, even if you haven't. And a local young entrepreneur has a new business underway. It's called No Sir Supply. And joining us to talk more about it this morning, Michael Magruder, a 2007 graduate of Galesburg High School, former Silver Streak, played basketball for the Streaks, played at Spoon River College and Ashford University as well. Came back to town and is contributing, working at the Mary Davis home along with starting this company. Michael, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us this
morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this journey with No Sir Supply. Is this an idea? Is this something you'd had in your head for a while? Like, I mean, even going back to high school days or before, was this something that came up, you know, as an adult and a working person?
The actual idea just came up last Thanksgiving. But now that I'd started it, got going, I can kind of look back, and I've always been big into fashion, shoes, clothes. Everything had to match identically. So people that I talk to now, they say they could have saw it coming, just for how I used to dress and the clothes that I used to get back from even today. So, but the actual idea of the clothing line just popped up one day. All my friends were back for Thanksgiving. Just kind of sat around and talked and said, we got to step outside our comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, you got to take risks sometimes, right?
Yep, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was always told you can't be successful unless you step outside your comfort zone. So we said, hey, what do we have to lose? So we tried it out.
You know, I mentioned earlier, I said kind of t-shirt company. It's way more than that because it's a complete clothing line for the most part.
Yes,
right?
We do hats and shirts and sweatshirts. We haven't done any shoes or anything of that nature. We don't feel like we need to, but. We just try to see. We see all the clothing lines out now. Try to see what's in. Look at all pictures, social media, and try to follow that wave and see what people like and put our own little flavor onto.
Mm-hmm. No sir, NOC.
It's actually new sir.
Oh, new sir. I'm sorry.
And no, it's a French word. French for nocturnal.
I was gonna say,
pretty much.
CEUR. Okay, for nocturnal. Okay, and there's kind of a reason. There's kind of a kind of a definition or meaning behind the word, right?
Yeah. Okay. It means pretty much to stay up late at night to in a different subcategories, right. To party, to revel. We kind of tied it all in. If you're trying to be successful, you're staying up all night. If you're a parent, you're staying up all night.
If you just like to have fun.
Yep. If you're partying, you're staying right. up all night. So we tied it all together because in this country, most of us are sacrificing our sleep to whatever we want to do, fun, livelihood, anything. We have to sacrifice sleep. That's the first thing that goes.
So when you got thinking, you came, did the name come first?
The name came first.
Okay. So the name comes first, and then you're thinking, okay, nighttime, nocturnal. Night owl could have been an owl, but you came up with another nocturnal animal. The logo for the company in some ways.
Yep, the name came first, and then we thought about other clothing brands. They have a distinct logo, so we're like, well, we have to come up with the logo. Owl came up, of course, but there is a rapper Drake. He has a clothing line that has an owl, so couldn't go with the owl. So then we thought about the raccoon. And we kind of thought about how the raccoon scavenges, but does it kind of legally because we're throwing our trash out. We don't need it anymore. So the reason why that raccoon is going through other people's trash is to feed its family. Sometimes we have to sacrifice things to try to feed our family, do whatever we can, may have to work overtime all week or may not, whatever. So it like fit perfect because we are sacrificing, we're taking risk, and you got to be up all night while you do it sometimes.
Michael Magruder joining us. He's the founder or co-founder of Nooser Supply Company. Yeah, how many other people in with you on it?
It's really me. It's just but it's like a big
kind of collective idea.
It's like a lot of us that believe in it. That like my sister does all my photography. My cousins are involved. My whole group of friends that we went to school with because we all work together and try to do what we can to make it successful.
So you came up with a name, you came up with the animal for a logo, and then comes the harder part, the graphic design and coming up with that. How did that all come about?
I know a couple people with clothing lines already in Des Moines, Iowa, Dubuque, Iowa, and they've been around longer than me, and I asked them, I asked for advice. They sent me their person for their graphic designer, and I just talk to him, go back and forth with him. What I usually do is I send him an idea of what I may want. Then he would send me a design based off that idea. If it's not exactly what I envision, I'll give it back, tell him, can you change this? Can you change that? And we kind of just go back and forth until we come up with the final. And he does designs for big-time people, like big-time musicians and stuff for, like, their mixtapes and albums. So he's kind of a big-time designer.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah, good deal. So do you have an official title with the company? Are you a CEO, you president, you just founder?
I just usually put founder.
Yeah.
On applications, or if I put a resume, or on the LLC stuff, I just put founder.
Yeah. Someday, you got to have like czar or something on there someday, man. Come on.
I'm hoping. I can only pray on it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's talk about the lineup. You have a Facebook page. People can look at things there. Yeah. You have a website, I assume, as well. And can people order on your website, or where can they get Neusser Supply clothing?
We have a website. It's just www.neussersupply.com. The Facebook and Instagram are both linked to the website, so I'm pretty sure on the Facebook page there's a button that you can hit shop now, and it should take you.
It should
take you directly to the website.
Oh, yep, there we go.
And then you could buy. We have all of our items on there, except PayPal, any cards, whatnot. And then on the Instagram, we also have a link within our page that you can click on. It takes you directly to the site as well.
One of the cool things, you've made some pretty good connections, and it's like, okay, what's the best way to advertise, and sometimes able to get a celebrity involved, and you've been able to do that. How did that come about?
The first one was a former Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
He raced against Usain Bolt.
Who's that?
Brian Dzinga.
Okay.
He raced. I don't remember what year it was, but I don't know if you remember or know Alfonso Pugh.
Yes.
He reached out to me and said that he met some people along the way and they would be willing to help me out. So this is how this all got started. Brian was the first one, and I don't remember what play. Obviously, he didn't beat Usain that year in the
Olympics.
Nobody
did.
So yeah,
but the same.
But he was the picture I pulled from the internet. He was actually standing right next to Usain, and he wore the shirt, took some pictures in it. Next came Chase and Randall from Rock Island, and I've talked to both of them, but I actually went back and forth with Chasen because I actually made a shirt for him, being local and everything.
Right.
So I made a shirt for him, and me and him went back and forth, coming up with the idea and how we want to do it, and then that came, and then Alfonso reached out with the MVP Vodka. He played with one of the co-founders with that vodka company, so we went back and forth talking about that, and he introduced me to his name's TJ, and he's one of the founders, but Roy Williams is a founder as well. That played for the
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys. He actually finished up with the Bears.
That's right. Yeah,
for a year. So we went down there, met him. He was wearing the shirt. We got a picture with him in it. And they've actually reached out and said they want to continue to work with us, potentially put stuff on their website with the combination of their design and our design.
Now, are you selling only online now, or are you in any retail at all at this point? Because I know you told me on the phone that, like, with Roy Williams, that there was a possibility maybe of getting in some retail down there with some people they knew. Or
yeah, they said they pretty much have every connection you can possibly. I mean, being an ex-professional athlete, they said they have friends that have stores down there. They're thinking about opening up a store on their website, because they don't sell their liquor on their website. They sell it wholesale pretty much. Mm-hmm. So they were wanting to try to do like a merchandise shop on their site. So they said they wanted to work. They kind of shoot ideas every once in a while. And as far as Galesburg's concerned, I would like to. And if I did it in Galesburg, I don't want to just sell my stuff. I would like to bring in other people's stuff. I would like to bring big time brands and whatever. Bring something that Galesburg doesn't have right now.
Yeah.
Especially with the development we're having. I think it would be perfect. We don't have to drive to Quad Cities and Peoria to get fashionable clothing, because I don't think we really have that right now.
Mm. Thoughts of getting in other retail, you know, like the big box, whether it's, you know, mall, what I'm thinking, you know, off the top of my head, whatever, you know, if it's a Bergner's or Von Maur, anything like that, any thoughts of trying to get in that market?
Yes, I actually, Von Maur, Alfonso again, he told me that they will, if you contact them, they usually will, if they're interested, that's a company that will actually, you have your best shot at getting in. Haven't reached out to them yet. I've been still trying to, I mean, we only started, what, 8 months ago, 7 months ago, so I know it's a process, so that is, I do have goals to do that type of stuff, but right now I'm just filling it out, coming up, getting the name, the logo, the awareness out there, because when I do approach Von Maur, I want them to, or somebody or an employee to like heard of it or seen it pop up somewhere before I approach them.
Michael Magruder joining us this morning. He is the co-founder of Neusser Supply Company. And his where you can find him on you can find him on their Facebook page, but a link if you just Google Neusser and you'll find them, and some really nice looking clothes, t-shirts, hats, and jackets and things. And maybe you haven't thought quite this far ahead, future wise. I mean, obviously you have to come up with new designs, different logos, or is it just different clothing that your logo and designs go on?
We have a lot of designs. Mm-hmm. We have designs that we may not put out for another year. For what we're going to do now is we're going to like take the three or four designs we have and just put them on different clothing for a whole season. And then after we can, because we use the name a lot, so after we can get that out there, get it going, then we can incorporate new designs that we already have into the same type of clothing or whatever that season may be. But I've noticed, the biggest thing I've noticed is people that they're going to support, if they support you, they want colors. They want the item. They, of course, they like an item, but they may want a specific color. So the biggest thing with us is that we want to make sure we get that color that the people would like. And, of course, you can do black and white. You can't go wrong with that. But there's those unique colors that they would buy that item if it didn't have anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the title. So that's the biggest thing. We want to get that item that catches the eye. Yeah. And then we just put our logo and brand on it, and it just brings it full circle.
Like you said, you know, different seasons, different sports, you're able to, you know, yeah, probably mix in those, especially as you get more professional athletes and even, you know, like I said, getting into the, whether it's the music world or whatever, yeah, kind of teaming with,
yeah,
different artists or bands or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. And my goal, to be honest, is what I've seen from clothing lines, and they get that one person, that one big-time person that really loves it, promotes it, pushes it, and it kind of seems like everybody follows suit after that. So I'm not out there searching for that one person or anything, but that would be huge. I would like to catch that one person's eye with the clothes, and then hopefully it could just go up from there. So I feel like I'm getting close. I'm knocking on the door, but like I said, when I started this, I was on a 5-year plan. I didn't think it would move so fast in 7 months. I was thinking, okay, in 5 years from now, what could we have? And it surprised me within the first couple months of how far it's went already.
Yeah, well, that's great that it's gone that quickly, though. I mean, it probably makes things a little bit tougher when the plan's out. It's like, okay, I'm going to have to do things, some other things a little bit quicker now, or more inventory and that type of things, I'm guessing, too.
Of course, it all costs money, so
right,
we don't want to go in and lose money. So we kind of we try to keep our stuff minimal. We want to make sure we complete size runs and stuff like that. But we don't want to think, oh, we're going to sell 100 of these right away, so let's make 100 and then sell 10. So we try to be smart on all aspects of it. If you get big enough, you got to be able to keep up with the demand. But also, if the demand is there, you would be making the money initially to be able to put back into it. So that's all. I just, whatever money I've made so far, I just put it right back into the clothing line. It's nothing that I'm looking for a profit, or I put it right back in, make new designs, come up with new ideas and whatnot, and that's what I do.
Well, because it'll get to a point where hopefully you're making enough that, yes, I still putting enough in the business, but then making a profit on top of it too.
Yeah, that's the goal. That would be the ultimate goal. Right now, it's really not to that point. I would love to one day. Hopefully I don't have to work. I could this could be my full-time job. I could hire people to help me out.
Not that it's not work. Don't say you won't have to work, because you might be doing a whole lot more work.
I'll do a lot more work, and then my hours wouldn't be as stable as they are now. They'd be a lot crazier.
So I
would have fun. I love my job now, of course. And this would take me places, and it would still be work, but it seemed like a little more of an enjoyment. You're traveling the world, you're doing stuff like that, but so.
Well, I see where a major in education get you. You've done some teaching, and you're at the Mary Davis Home now, and see where it gets you places, right?
Yep. I taught for a year, coached some basketball. Now I'm at the Mary Davis Home as a counselor, and I love it. I understand the kids have been through hard times, which I was one of those kids, and young adult.
Well, but you can show them having goals and what hey, you can. I'm doing this. You can do this.
Yeah, and I talked to them about it. I let them. If they didn't know, I kind of introduce. I try to wear it whenever I can, and I just tell them like, hey, I very well could have been the same. I could have went the same route as you are right now, or I did. I just got lucky, and I try to let them know there is hope. Their life isn't over. This is just a learning experience, and that's how, and I try to show them like what I'm doing now with the clothing line and who I have wearing it. So a lot of kids come from the Quad Cities, so I say, hey, look at Chasen, he's wearing it, and I just try to tell them that there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's not over.
Absolutely. Michael Magruder, he's the founder of Nooser Supply. Again, you can check their website out, their Facebook page as well, and that's where you can find their wares, and hopefully in stores all over the place soon as well.
Hopefully. I'm praying.
Michael, thanks so much. Congratulations on what you're doing, and being a role model to the kids as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you thinking of me.